Good morning,
Boosty. This is Wazza FM with the latest news.
Good morning, Sanskriti, and good morning to you, dear Wazza FM audience. The Prime Minister was asked about the opposition's claim of a military base at Agaliga. In response, Parveen Jugnauth questioned the existence of such a base and accused the opposition of spreading false information. He thanked India for its financial support for the renovation of the airstrip and jetty at Agaliga. The Prime Minister also mentioned that maritime surveillance in this area will be strengthened with Indian expertise to combat drug trafficking. The Prime Minister spoke of the importance of the Bhojpuri language in the country yesterday. He said that the Ministry of Education, Higher Education and Science and Technology had a plan to help Hindu cultural organizations across the country to promote the teaching of the Bhojpuri language. In 2004, Oriental languages were given status at Certificate of Primary Education level. At this time, he was acting Prime Minister and Stephen Obigadu was Minister of Education. Parveen Jugnauth also announced that the next international event, the Bhojpuri Mahotsav, will be held in Mauritius in April 2024. The event will see the participation of countries where Bhojpuri is commonly used. The Prime Minister was speaking yesterday at the 189th ceremony commemorating the arrival of indentured labourers in Mauritius. To social housing now. 416 is the current number of beneficiaries of National Housing Development Company homes as of January 2020. They are classified under the Special Hardship Cases Scheme and these applicants will be given priority for these homes. In response to a parliamentary question from Member of Parliament Osman Mohammed, Minister Obigadu explained that the 416 beneficiaries represent 15% or 16% of NHDC houses allocated to special hardship cases. However, he stressed that he considers all the people on the list of applicants for these social housing units to be special hardship cases. He also highlighted some of the criteria under which these cases are treated as special hardship cases. A pink-colored foam is rising to the surface of the waters of the southeast coast of the country due to the natural sexual reproduction of corals. A team from the Mauritius Oceanography Institute and the Ministry of the Blue Economy were on site this week to study the corals. According to experts, this natural reproduction of coral is a sign that our lagoons are in good health. According to Nadim Nazourali, marine biologist and founding member of EcoMode Society, corals can reproduce asexually or sexually, which helps increase genetic diversity and makes the coral population more resilient to environmental change. In other news, a 24-year-old man from Plendi Babai region was electrocuted while picking mangoes on Wednesday. According to our information, the young man was on the roof of his house when the tragedy occurred. He accidentally touched a high-voltage cable near the tree. Suffering injuries to various parts of his body, the young man was rushed to the Sirs Yusagor Hamgulam National Hospital by members of his family. After receiving first aid, he was transferred to the burn unit at Gondos Hospital. His state of health is considered to be serious. A police investigation is underway. In international news, Israel's military says it has completed the encirclement of Gaza City and has been attacking outposts, headquarters, and other Hamas infrastructure. The UN say 20 people were killed at a school and 4 shelters were damaged in the Gaza Strip. Israel has carried out thousands of air and artillery strikes on Gaza since the 7th of October. Israel began its operation after Hamas killed more than 1,400 people in Israel and kidnapped more than 200 others. The military says it's targeting Hamas infrastructure, including tunnels and rocket launches, and is minimizing civilian death. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says more than 9,000 people have been killed in the Strip since October 7th. Thank you all for your attention. This was your Morning News Bulletin with Trish Chigula.